So right now on the show, we're talking to Peter Mayer. He's going to be coming up to the Arrowhead Center for the Arts this weekend for a performance. And he's a folk singer and songwriter and from Minnesota. So how are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Will?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So let's just start out by talking about you and kind of where you're from and kind of the musical styling that you have.
Well, I born and raised in Minnesota. I live in Stillwater now, and I've been playing music for a long time. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I play, I guess, contemporary folk music. And I've been, you know, full-time now for about 20 years, and just I travel around the country and play mostly on the weekends now because I have small kids at home, and so I've got to be home for parenting. And so my wife and I sort of tag team that way. She works during the week, and then I head out on a weekend for a show or two, and then back home. So, and I'm very excited to be coming back to the North Shore. Lake Superior has been a very meaningful place for me, the North Shore in particular, all these years. Grew up going up there and have played many times up on the shore, although not for a long time in Grand Marais or for the North Shore Music Association, although I have played for them, but not for quite a few years. So I was just thrilled that they invited me back, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're coming at a very good time. It's finally warming up here. I think we finally got rid of the snow.
Yeah, it's always a slow process for that part of the country, isn't it?
It's very interesting how you balance kind of like your family life with the musical career you have. I've talked to some other artists who kind of have a similar thing, and I'm glad to hear that that's a possibility that you can do.
It seems, I'm surprised. To be honest, I'm surprised when somebody asks me what do I do, and I'm 51 years old now, and I'm kind of surprised that I'm still able to do this for my work, and I'm grateful for it. Of course, it's very meaningful for me. It can be tricky, and but I have a very tolerant and supportive wife who kind of puts up with the weirdness of it all, and I'm also kind of relieved because honestly, I don't know what the heck I would do now. I mean, I've been doing this for so many years. I don't think my resume would look very good if I looked for a real job, you know.
Might as well stick with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, kind of looking at your kind of bio on your website here, I see that for a while you were actually in a seminary for a while and decided to kind of leave that and pursue a music career. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, yes. Well, my background, of course, this is a long time ago now, but I took a theology degree as an undergrad, and then I was in seminary for a couple of years, specifically a community called the Jesuits, which is a Catholic. Catholics have many, many different traditions, monastic traditions, and traditions of different communities of ordained men or vowed religious, as they call them, people who take vows and live in community. And I was in the Jesuits for a couple of years thinking, gee, maybe this is what I want to do. But I decided against it mostly at the time just because I didn't want to be a celibate, honestly. But I still retain this kind of deep interest in religion and spirituality. And so my music is somewhat of a kind of a strange blend of what you would think of as more traditional folk music, but also topically deals a lot with science and nature and spirituality and sort of what they all kind of share. I'm real interested in kind of the meeting place between spirituality and science and ecology, things like that. And so so it's been a long time since I've been away from Catholicism and in thoughts of priesthood, but still I retain this deep interest in religion and such.
So when you're writing songs, you're I'm going to assume like those are things that you've got present in your mind. What's kind of like your creative process? Because I know you've got several albums out there. You've got a lot of original songs. So I just kind of want to know, like, how do you go about writing?
Well, you know, I would imagine not too dissimilar to many other artists. I try to jot things down during the day if something occurs to me, if it just seems like, gee, that's a good metaphor for a song, or gee, I'd like to write a song about this or that. So lyrically, I keep my ideas in one place on a little computer, or if I just have my phone, I'll just jot it down on my phone and then kind of collect my concepts, my lyrical concepts for songs. And then if there's a musical idea that strikes me, I'll try to record that on an audio recording. So again, nowadays with digital technology is just so wonderful for that purpose, that you can just always have the recording device right with you, you know, in the form of your smartphone. And so I have all sorts of fragments of musical ideas, melodies, and you know, chord progressions and such that I keep on my phone mostly these days. And then when I have time, I try to just cultivate those ideas a little bit, come back to them and see if I still like them, if I think, gee, there's some potential here. And then a song does not come easily to me, so I have to really sit down and really work at it over the course of days and weeks and maybe even months. So I'm not the kind of writer who it's just, gee, I wrote a song today. Here, let me play it for you. It just doesn't really happen that way. Not a song that I'm really excited about or feel good about. It takes a long time. So, but that's my process.
That's really interesting. Like, that's a really practical use of the kind of like always connected technology that's in our lives now. Like, think of like if they had it back then, like how many like really great ideas would have been lost just because they didn't think to have a recorder there.
Yeah, exactly. I've got countless ideas. I mean, I still keep them because I'll go through them on cassette tape, and I actually had to go to Radio Shack years ago to buy a cassette player, and I don't know even if they have them there. I bet they may still have those cheap cassette players, but you know that. It is great to have, I mean, gee, now I've got my rhyming dictionary, my thesaurus, my tape recorder, and my, you know, a place where I can keep documents all in the same tiny little device in my pocket. As we all know, it was a real sea change in technology, I think. The smartphone, for me in my life, represented this real, real change in terms of my capability as a traveling person to always have these powerful tools with me. And it still kind of blows my mind when I sit down and work with it. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
What were some of your influences when you first started writing songs and playing guitar? Who were you listening to?
Well, you know, I grew up listening to the music on the radio in the 60s and 70s, and a lot of those songwriters back then really, really, that was kind of my school of songwriting. You know, the Beatles and the, Elton John and Cat Stevens and James Taylor and all these folks who were writing songs at the time and popular. And I couldn't really afford records back then. So I just had my ear to the radio the whole time. And then by the time about 1980, when I started to play the guitar myself, pop music had already kind of transitioned to more sort of band-oriented sounds and sort of kind of power pop, so to speak. And it was not so evocative of singer-songwriters as it was in the earlier 70s. And so I was already looking back to, in terms of the music that I was learning how to play on the guitar, it just seemed, Simon and Garfunkel is more guitar-oriented than, let's say, Queen, you know. Mm-hmm. And Queen was kind of stuff that was on the radio when I started to play the guitar. So anyway, and ever since then, you know, I've always been the solo singer-songwriter guy with an acoustic guitar, like so many of us, you know, traveling songwriters are. And so, you know, you find yourself kind of... interested in crafting a song that can stand on its own just with a guitar part and a vocal. And so those kinds of songs were really help me to develop that craft. And it continues to be, my primary interest is writing a song that can just stand alone as a solo rendition. But yeah, the 60s and 70s, all those guys. And then when I started to play the guitar, I was a real student for a while of what they call American fingerstyle guitar. And that's a very, very kind of a deep genre with, how can you take that acoustic guitar and use it in every way possible to generate music. And so it's a wonderful art form. And I was influenced by some of those players, Michael Hedges and Pierre Bensouzan and Leo Kottke, just to name a few.
That's really interesting that you say that, because we just finished up a fingerstyle guitar weekend sort of concert thing that all the proceeds went to WTIP.
Oh, wonderful.
So everyone's primed for fingerstyle guitar up here right now.
Well, and it's just a great thing, isn't it? I mean, and there's all these powerful young players. I mean, I don't fancy myself very aware these days of who is who in the fingerstyle world, but it's incredible what kinds of things people are doing now. And it just keeps growing. And the advent of YouTube has just blown the thing wide open, where all these people have, you can learn from the best players how to play their songs. Like, you can see them playing it, and it's really great.
So you have this concert coming up on the 16th at 7:30. What should people expect if they want to come?
Well, a solo guy with a guitar. And I like to mix it up a bit. 2 hours is a long time for people to sit and listen to one guy play. And so I like to mix up the energy of the songs between lighter material and sort of more contemplative, thoughtful things. But I like to go deep with some of my songs. I'm interested in the universe and our relationship to it, and how we can, sort of make a deep spiritual connection with the world around us and with each other. I mean, those are the things that really interest me. And so I hope that, at the end of the night, that people will feel, hopefully, a bit, just feel happy about being alive, I guess. That's putting it generally.
That's a good goal to have.
What's that?
I said, that's a good goal to have.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah. So I hope people come, and I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, the North Shore is really kind of sacred ground for me, and I'm really looking forward just to driving up, just to have an excuse to drive up there. It's been quite a while since I've been to Grand Marais, and so grateful for the opportunity.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time up here.
Thanks so much, Will, and thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Yep. We've been talking to Peter Mayer. He's going to be playing on Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 p.m. at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, and it's brought to you by the North Shore Music Association. Tickets are available in advance or at the door, and you can get more information about it at northshoremusicassociation.com. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks so much.
I think we're going to play you out. We're going to play you out with Gitche Gumee.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, thanks for finding that song and grabbing it.
Yep, absolutely. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.